this meeting to order at 6:02 p.m. Is there anybody in the audience who would like to address the board regarding items on the closed session agenda? Seeing none, we will adjourn to closed session.
Thank you. student representatives there to celebrate because they're always winning and achieving in the school district, be it academics, be it sports, be it clubs, be it competitions. It actually has gotten to the point where, because of time constraints, we really can only recognize the champions of each category, otherwise our whole board meetings would be eating up celebrating students. But tonight is a little different. Tonight is the one night that we get to celebrate ourselves a little bit, because without all of your great work, all of your commitment, all of your calling, these students wouldn't necessarily be in that position for success. So it's one night out of many, but well worth its due. So with that being said, we'll start off our presentations, and our first presenter will be our board president, Ms. Miranda Jimenez. We'll be introducing our student board members, who, by the way, have given up a significant amount of their high school career to be participants in this. So I'll thank you before I turn it over to Ms. Miranda Jimenez.
Okay, thank you, everyone. It has been an honor and a pleasure, students. Let me look at each of you, Ms. Sofran, Ms. Albran, and Mr. Gutierrez, to have you serve with us. This is the first year we had all three. In the past, we've had only one, and we've rotated by year. But it was so good to see all three of you come, to support one another, and to be a part of our meetings. It was a joy to have feedback from our students. So for Ms. Sosa, student board member, the Board of Education would like to thank you. And everybody, if you can give her a round of applause, she's already graduated. In addition, let me show you all. In addition, they're also, Ms. Sosa, you will be able to take your whole nameplate. So Ms. Beltran and Mr. Gutierrez as well, when you leave, take your nameplate. And I'd like you to take it to college with you and display it proudly on your desks in college. Okay? So I think that'll be a good thing. And I believe, Ms. Sosa, if I'm correct, you're going to be moving on to Mount SAC, correct, now that you've graduated? Citrus, I apologize to you. Okay, next, I'd like to call from Edgewood High School, Mr. Gutierrez. Okay, so in addition to the award that we're giving you, thank you so much, Mr. Gutierrez. I told the students last board meeting that we honored, and some of the principals were there, that we are now giving lapel pins that we want you to wear to school every single day. And at graduation, take it with you to college, put it in your room to display it proudly. It's the West Covina seal. So I told the students, we don't give them away freely. They have to be earned. So you have earned it. So thank you. Mr. Gutierrez will be attending outside. Okay. Okay, the next one. Ms. Beltran. I had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Beltran all year long because my daughter's at West Covina High School, and she is tireless. She is there all day long from morning to night. In addition to serving here on the board, it is a pleasure. And tell me if you're going over to New York, right? The new school in New York. So those are her plans post-graduation for college. You only have one night. Okay. Just as a collection. So we thank you for your service, Ms.
Thank you.
certificated Teacher of the Year. So I'm going to invite each principal forward. I'm going to have them come up, and they are going to do the honors of acknowledging and recognizing their staff. We'd ask that they come up, receive their certificate. And then they'll join the board center stage. And once we get the entire school up here, we'll take a school photo of all the honorees. At that time, we would ask that they exit down the stairs over that side where they'll receive flowers and a little small party guest for your appreciation. So I'd like to get started with Principal Lori Wild from California Elementary.
Instructional aide, Angie Antunes Heibarger. I also like to recognize our Teacher of the Year, Jacqueline Arrello, fourth grade teacher. She could not be here this evening, so I will accept it on her behalf. Thank you very much.
Classified Employee of the Year, Patricia Martinez. She is the Office Manager at Rosanna Elementary School. It is also my pleasure to introduce our Teacher of the Year, Mrs. Dottie White, second grade teacher. Thank you.
it's my pleasure to introduce Monta Vista's Classified Employee of the Year, Sandra Preciado, our cafeteria manager. And my pleasure to introduce Monta Vista's Teacher of the Year, Brittany Young. I'm proud to present our Classified Employee of the Year, our Instructional Assistant in TK, Brandon White.
technology teacher, Miss Grace Wood.
To also accept the award for our classified of the year who could not be here today, Mr. Alex Ruiz. I would like to go ahead and present the honor to our classified of the year for Edgewood High School, Ms. Sharon Velez.
Yes, you are. And our teacher of the year, elementary school teacher, Yale Malloy.
He's going to introduce our district administrators of the year.
Good evening. It's my honor to introduce the district administrators of the year, starting with the administration office classified executive assistant for the educational services department, Adelina Alvarado. Thank you.
Mr. Stephen Glass. Administrators, coordinator of special ed department, Ms. Yolanda Cork Anthony.
The student or parent will meet as a classified staff member, and they really symbolize what is the West Virginia Unified School District. The teachers obviously is where the rubber meets the road. We wouldn't be in this business if it wasn't for them, and their futures are truly guided by the work that they do. And the administrators, we're there just trying to keep the train running. You've heard me say, hopefully before, that truly, we believe that the administrator's role is to support the teacher and, in turn, to support the classified staff. So we're really there as a support valve. But this is the one night when we do recognize these three individuals. The first recognition will go to Classified Employee of the Year. This individual provides the community and parents with exceptional customer service, demonstrates a genuine willingness to assist teachers and staff, and is open to challenges and initiatives for the greater good of the school. The Classified Employee of the Year, Naomi Hernandez.
Thank you.
teacher for the last. Because, again, this board in particular is really, really supportive of that idea. They are really what drives our district, and the administrators are here to support. But that being said, administrator of the year, this individual, is approachable and responsive to our secondary school site needs. He's collaborative with staff and district colleagues. But he's good at keeping IEP teams focused and positive, which I know can be a challenge at times. She's a legal person who gets great outcomes at high-profile IEP team meetings. Your administrator of the year, Yolanda Cork Anthony. Suggested our Teacher of the Year in the West Covina Unified School District as a math teacher, which is oftentimes a very unsung hero, because they're not necessarily out winning the championships or winning the club trophy or putting on the drama event or the band, the choir, and so on and so forth, or doing that cool science lab. It's math. So for an individual to recognize for that really says so much from her peers. This individual is a dedicated teacher with high expectations for herself and for each of her students. Passionate about making math accessible to all students, including our students with special needs and at-risk students. As department chair, she is a true leader and inspires her colleagues to reflect on their own practice and develop learning activities that meet the needs of our students. Your Teacher of the Year for the West Covina Unified School District, Maya Moran.
Joining us this evening and honoring these very special people. We're going to take a short break briefly before we resume the board meeting. You're all welcome to stay and join us. Otherwise, please help yourself to some refreshments and spend the evening with your families. Thank you for all you do. Thank you.
congratulations will be awarded. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sosa. Ms. Balcon from Wasabina High School.
Good evening, board members and family members, Dr. Minion, Madam President, and community. So our boys' baseball team celebrated their senior night a couple weeks ago. It was the last senior night of the year. And they made it to CIF playoffs last Friday, but unfortunately they lost, but we're proud of them for a season well done. Track and field athletes did an exceptional job at their first round of CIF. DJ Rubani took home third place in long jump with jumping 22 feet. Noah Mercer took ninth in this event, and Amy Campos took seventh. They all made it to CIF finals, and at finals, Noah Mercer came out eighth overall in this edition. So, congrats to all of our track and field athletes on finishing off their season. Our theater students are doing big things. Recently, Samantha Solis, Evan Benton, and Justin Markin have been nominated for prestigious awards. They completed their first step in the process by doing their first audition. And if they get called back and they do well there, they have a chance to go to New York and get some recognition there. So we're so proud, and we wish them the best of luck. Soul Dogs, our school Solar Bowl team, they competed Solar Cup this past weekend in Temecula. So in November of last year, they started building their bowl from scratch. They do everything with this team of advisors and students, and they built it from the inside out, like from the engine to the outside artwork. It's all student done and with the help of our advisors. And so this weekend, they put it to the test, and hopefully they made it safe into the water without any difficulty. So congrats to them. Our senior award tonight is being held this Thursday at 6 p.m. where we're celebrating the seniors who have won scholarships and awards for all their hard work and throughout their time at Bulldog Country. So we look forward to seeing you there. And next week is the last week of school for seniors. Senior finals along with senior events are coming. And congrats to the class of 2017 who will be graduating in just 2 weeks. So this is Crystal Maltrat, Wasabina High School Student Board Representative from 2016-2017. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Eldran. Okay, from Edgewood High School, Mr. Gutierrez.
Good evening, board members, Mr. family members, and community. We had our senior awards night last Tuesday. I would like to thank board member Monadas and Dr. Hibbert for attending. This week is our last spirit week of the year, which is dedicated for the seniors. Our senior rally is on Friday in the gym, and it will be the last time seniors will be united with the whole Edgewood student body. We'll be having our IB Fulabuma banquet tomorrow for Fulabuma seniors in the cafeteria at 6. Our senior pool party is on Thursday, June 1st, graduation on June 5th, and grad night on June 8th. Lastly, I would like to thank you all for the opportunity to serve as a student board member and represent my school and the students of this district. I hope to be back here soon as an actual board member in the near future. Thank you again.
If you'd like, you may go ahead and exit or stay. It is up to you. Okay, Board President's report. It is mine. The coroner did do a fabulous job at her open house. Congratulations to Dr. Pendleton, who did just recently get her PhD. So, congratulations. The garden show was a lot of fun. The students did amazing work. The garden was gorgeous. I got to eat strawberries fresh out of the garden. So, congratulations to Coronado on a well done open house. Congratulations to Edgewood on their California the Gold Award for the state. That was a great celebration that we all did together. We started with Ms. Kingston and Dr. Maddox. So again, that was very proud, very, very proud of Edgewood. California's open house was very well done as well. We took the nameplates to students to take their nameplates and then display them proudly in college. Until then at home, and then in college. California's open house, also very well done. The parents were very enthusiastic. The students had great work up on the walls. West Coast, always impressed by their reading and writing programs. I love reading the work that's up on the walls over at West Coast. CSDA, Delegate Assembly, I am happy to say, Dr. Hinman, submissions are now open for student performances. So you can submit our submission. The Delegate Assembly was very well informed, but we can save all of those details for a different date.
everyone keep on moving along. Okay, colleagues, anybody else have a Board of Education report? Ms. Pelosi. Controversial issues.
like to move this item, we will call BP 6144. Hold on to it. I will move it with BP 6144 being tabled. For first and second reading for all the others listed. Do I need to read all of them? No? Okay. It has been moved by Ms. Poulos. It has been seconded by Mr. Menares. All those in favor say aye. Aye. All those opposed? Item carries 4-0. Okay. So the next thing is to thank you.